Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Awesome! Possums! It did it all by itself on autopilot, for it seems. Yay! Welcome to the Herd Mentality, everybody. Good Sunday evening. It's Palm Sunday, in fact, and the first day of spring, no matter what time zone or part of the world you're on. And it's also the vernal equinox, which means there's no difference between the time of daylight and the time of darkness on the planet. And so hopefully everybody got their eggs all balanced today, and we're going to be talking about the damn hemp Nazis. And I've had it with them hemp Nazis. They're coming over here and taking over our hemp. And I hate that. Don't you hate that hate?
Harrisberry. You're talking to this hemp Nazi you speak of. What do you know about the hemp Nazi?
I know nothing other than I think he might be related to the soup Nazi, and he says, no hemp for you. You go now.
Harrisberry did not make light of the hemp Nazi. He may visit you very soon if things go as planned. The hemp Nazi has taken over your country, and you don't even know it. Your Dauphin, your army, you Americans, you let us come in and take your hemp crops over and do nothing about it. Nothing. What are you going to do about it, American?
We're going to find you bastards one of these days, and when we do, off with your testicles first. That's what we're going to do. Why are you guys coming over here with all of our hemp?
So we have the Department of Agriculture, your hemp Nazi, about to help an implication in this matter. Your hemp laws would be not so antique-y, Leslie. You Americans are very funny. You speak of this freedom thing. You speak of freedom. And you don't anybody smoke a hemp. What's the matter, you Americans? You funny, funny people. You let people bully you around. You need to stand up for yourself and change those hemp laws. We will always be running over you. Dumkoff.
You know, you sound eerily familiar. Like, I don't know, maybe that Sergeant Schultz off of Hogan Heroes or something. Nah, maybe it was Herr Hofstetler. Yes, I believe that would be the one.
Well, you're asking way too many questions. Hemp Mafia must get off of here now before your American government be listening. Since I work for the American government.
You are working for our government? You Nazis are?
Operation Paperclip. It's very well known after World War II. But by
Paperclip.
Then, you already... Paperclip. Paperclip! Little metal thing. Paperclip. Then you all begin to grow this hemp product again during the invasion of our country in the 40s. Because our Axis partner, Japan, had the Philippines and you had to start growing hemp again. Springtime. It's springtime for the hemp Nazi.
Come out, wherever you are, hemp Nazi. So, you guys are working for us or against us? I'm having a hard time figuring that part out.
That's none of your concern. Ashbury.
It seems to cause me concern for some reason. I don't know what that
Americans
is.
Just do what you're told. You'll be fine. You're very good at following orders.
What would be the next order of business then, according to the Nazi itinerary?
We must do selection on all of your hemp plants. We will select them for their, shall we say, sexuality in the plant world. Your female members of the hemp family are very seductive, and they will be chosen on such matters, and there will be breeding and hybridization, and we will cross-pollinate, and your hemp plants will become the biggest and strongest hemp plants. You Americans are very funny. You do not grow hemp here. You're very funny.
We're trying to get to grow it. Some people are trying to get to grow it.
Who are these people you speak of?
People in some states where they legalized it. Right now, the only one I know of for sure is Colorado. Maybe Oregon did a little bit of it. What, have you been there? Have the Nazis been there already?
But it's none of your concern, Herr Ashbury. Where's the Nazis have been? The hemp Nazi is everywhere. You Americans, you learn very slow. Very slow.
So what is it you hemp Nazis are conspiring to do, anyway?
That's really me a concern. We must stress again, Ashbury, this is none of your concern. You're just a minor player in this. You will do as what you're told. I like it. Because you're Americans. You do not learn. You do not stand up for yourself. You must change these hemp laws.
I know you damn Nazis ain't roaming around anywhere near about where I live, because you sons of bitches be standing out like a sore thumb. I know that.
Oh, no. They love us in hemp land. Sheriff's departments, National Guards, they love the hemp Nazi. It keeps them in the jobs. You don't see, do you, Herr Ashbury, how the hemp project works in America? You will catch on very soon. But Americans are very funny, funny people. Marijuana illegal. Really? Such a thought. Only a Dolkoff would think such a thing. Herr Ashbury.
Hey, damn hemp Nazi, I think you just called me a Dinkoff, and I don't even know for sure what that is, but I don't think it's flattering.
You're very flattering. I mean, flattering.
Anyway, I'm going to get a hold of him. Who gave you this number?
Oh.
Ah. See, that's what happens when you give shit to us Americans over here, you damn hemp Nazi. The Block Talk people come knock you right off of the phone business. And if you had a better phone, you know, then maybe that wouldn't happen all the time.
Ashbury. Ashbury.
What? I thought Block Talk kicked you off of here. Who is this?
I never did get on. Somebody took my phone line over. I don't know how they did it.
Oh, my God.
I don't
gosh.
Know what happened.
You got to be careful.
It's the herd mentality. Why, what happened?
Some damn guy going, calling himself...
Some guy?
Yeah, some sounded German. I don't know, East European, Eastern European.
And what was he doing? What was he doing?
He was telling about how stupid we are over here because we don't grow hemp. And the Nazis are going to come over here and take over or something if we don't start growing hemp. I think that's what he said.
I got to listen to this show on archives. This sounds good already. I couldn't hear none of it. Something messed my phone up the whole time.
I told him he's in for a hell of a fight if he gets over here around in the Ozarks and any of these hillbillies get a hold of him.
What did he say then?
That's when he ran away. He hung up and I don't know where he went.
Can't we get to something serious? Why are you always going to be messing around?
I wasn't messing around. This fella called
in. What were you doing? What the hell's your show about?
Well, when people call in, I answer the fucking phone. It don't matter who it is.
Okay, kind of
like a real open mic show.
Have
you
got them backed
like
up? Are you busy in there? You got a bunch of them?
Hell no. I think... Everybody, that damn Nazi spooked everybody.
And you already covered
shit.
It's the first day of spring, right?
Yes, I said that, and then that's
what
when
about
the hemp Nazi started.
The
talking.
Hemp Nazi interrupted your show. What did you talk about? The meteorite that's coming tomorrow?
No,
or whatever that is, comet.
That.
It's a comet. I'm sorry.
It's a comet. I heard something about that from the herd. Supposed to be pretty close. Are we going to be able to see it without a telescope even?
Yeah, sounds iffy. Sounds like the southern hemisphere or something, I think. But they said it's going to be really bright, brighter than they thought or something. But it's hard telling. Maybe if you get out there in the sticks where you are, away from all these lights, probably could see something if it's a clear night. Oh, I want to hear more about the hemp Nazi. Was this guy any good?
I don't know yet. I think the verdict's still out.
Yeah? You haven't woke up yet?
Not especially.
Oh, and also today's the big anniversary of the start of one of them wars in 2003. Probably ought to mention that in passing, like anybody cares.
Is it one of them that's over yet?
I'm not sure. I don't know. You never hear about it on the news. I think there's still a bunch of guys in there running around, but I'm not sure. I could be wrong. We might have lost total control of it. I have no idea. Like I said, they don't really do news on that stuff. They don't really do a lot of follow-up on these wars, see what's been going on. After we do all this stuff.
Follow up.
Or you don't hear about it. I don't think I'd want to be a reporter and go cover those war scenes myself. It sounds kind of, you know, it sounds exciting for about one whiz of bullet past your head. That's about enough of that. But we're here covering this stuff.
Well, maybe they get paid hazard duty pay for that.
No, I don't know if they get paid enough, but I know they get killed in pretty large numbers. Like the top guys of that are always getting killed. I guess it's just nothing. Kind of depends on what's going on, how many of these skirmishes we got going on around the globe at any one time for the shenanigans, whatever we're doing.
I'd say
sometimes there's a
lull.
There's a lull sometimes. There's a lull in the business, in the professional business. They have professionals. We're going to have professionals take care of it. The professionals will take care of it. Don't worry about it.
And our professionals working on it. So what is the deal with this Department of Agriculture of ours, do you think? How come they got a stranglehold on this industrial hemp and they won't turn that stuff loose? I mean, they got to know. Hell, they made us grow it back, you know, in the war.
You think you could petition them? You think somebody could petition them and sue them, these farmers? These farmers aren't smart enough to figure it out either. As soon as they get on board and realize how much money they're missing out on, they're going to be the ones leading the pack on all of it. So it's the Department of Agriculture is the ones that ought to be sued for the whole thing. If somebody would bring suit against them, or these farm activist groups would start pushing them to let them grow this. It's just a plant. It was used all over the world forever. And now they won't let just the simple benefits of the medical even be used anywhere without a big bunch of hassle and spending $10,000 here and that special doctor and all that crap. So they're
right.
they're really at the base of all this, because I think they, you know, and then you get the medical on your side. The medical don't want to do it either. They're all just going to make a bunch of money. That's all they're thinking about. Somehow they're lining up all their little ducks. And then the farmer's going to get screwed. And everybody's going to get screwed. And it'll be just like usual.
Yeah, they'll be trying to tell farmers they got to barcode all of their plants and shit. And follow them from seed
instead
to
of
sale
letting them,
all the way.
It's like when you plant this industrial hemp the right way or something, it shades out and kills all other weeds like in no time and rejuvenates the soil for you to start planting other stuff. It knocks out a whole weed generation that keeps it from reseeding in there. Because it's so tall and shades so good when they do it the right way and then utilize it or whatever. You do a couple of those crops and then they can plant anything they want again. And it's all fixed up pretty slick. The one plant that can save the planet, and they all know it, the one thing that gets rid of all this other bad crap and rejuvenates the soil and you can use it and don't build the same kind of a house that lasts 50 years as you do with something that's growing 200 years, a tree, cutting down these big trees to when you could use this hemp and build the same house that would last probably longer since it's made out of hemp. Anyway, it's all just ridiculous, really, that we're still doing it. We're going to wait just a little too long. We're going to just wait a... It's just going to be that month or that year or that decade. If we'd stopped back then, everything would have been cool and just started living, growing this hemp and doing stuff the right way and taking care of business instead of whatever we're doing.
Ain't gonna happen, is it? Think you're onto something with that Department of Agriculture, because that is who you get the marijuana tax stamp from.
Oh, yeah. See? They knew. What was it, $100 on an ounce back in the 30s or whatever? That was like, you know, that was like $5,000 probably now. $100 back then. $5,000 on an ounce of pot. Those guys are good. They're good. They're so scared of that because you can grow it and dry it in an old barn, don't have to do nothing to it, no processing or anything, and it'll put alcohol and tobacco out of business. With no trouble at all. They don't want anything that makes any sense. Don't want anything that makes any sense, pretty much.
What time is that damn comet supposed to be here?
Tomorrow sometime, I know. I want to watch
tomorrow night.
You ain't going to see it tonight.
Not tonight.
No, it's too cloudy. Or at least where I'm at.
I saw it. It looked like a big burr or meteorite or something. It went up over the top of the barn and it crashed. I didn't know what. And then I went over there and it was the herd mentality.
That was the guy was looking for the meteor.
Part two. Meteor hunt. Comet hunt.
Comet hunt.
Common hawker.
I noticed the letters and numbers of the names of them comets, and they must be a lot of them because there's quite a few numbers and letters on their names.
Yeah, I wondered what all that was. All that too was, you think it's like the guy that founded his first initials or something, and then some letter to do with the date. Wasn't it 420? I think was the number on it, wasn't it? Or am I wrong? Or no.
420. Ding ding ding, ding 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 ding.
No, it isn't.
Yep, it is now.
That's your official comet, Ashbury. That green comet. That's
comet of green.
You got two of them too. They're twin sisters.
Fin twisters.
Fin twisters. I think I used to go to that bar. Fin twisters. Come on in. Sin says, home of the Jimmy Swaggart prostitute. Come on in here. Give me some more input on this ag department. Who can I piss off? And why do I want to do it? It's all just phony baloney. It's phony baloney crap. All of this, the medicinal, the recreational, the industrial, growing it as an ornamental in your flower bed. It's all just so ridiculous. I just don't, these people. Is this just going to go on forever, throwing these stupid kids in jail for some pot?
Okay, I'm going to try to connect the daughter to here, just in my own brain, since I have a little 420 break there. It sparked an idea I got in my brain. So I'm going to share that, and that is that what's the biggest agricultural conglomerate on the planet? Everybody knows the answer to that. And so, I mean, wouldn't it follow that they are heavily involved in the way that the department, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, our Department of Agriculture, functions on their behalf? If they can, I think. And
that's
it's all
there.
Because they can't figure out, there's because they can't. It's impossible. They've been trying to do it for 100 fucking years now. How to get a stranglehold on this plant so they can put all the money in their own pocket. But they can't. So instead, they keep, they string us along, they let all these states pass the medical and everything. Because, that doesn't really compete with the big, a little bit it might be competing with the big pharma in some states now, and they're starting to feel the pain from that maybe a little. Until it's nationwide, they're not really. But, they still don't pass the, let it go industrially and use, they just won't do that. And the reason,
and like you said, stringing along is a good word. It just goes on for decades, and then it goes on every 2 years. It's going to happen again. It'll happen in 2 years this time, folks. We promise,
yeah.
This time. You're right. It's called stringing along, and everybody just falls for it every 2 years. Okay, I guess. Yeah, well, all right, then we'll get it right that time. And yeah, something's going on. Something, Ash. I've been around this block too many times. I feel sorry for these poor young kids out there, but I've seen this in action for the past 3 or 4 decades. There's no doubt about it.
Keep the carrot dangling out there in front of you.
There's something going on all fronts on this herd. There's something going on. These guys got every area covered on all on all parts of it. You're right. If they could just get that genetically modified seed screwed up in the system some way where that screws up the whole crop all over the whole world's probably what they're working on somehow. There'll always be some guys hit on little islands and stuff that they can't get to and steal their pollinators. Some kind of special moth with a 40-foot tongue up on a volcano can pollinate it. Cool. I think she worked at Sin Twisters, the 40-foot long tongue moth.
Mothra, the Sin Twister. Pollinating cannabis on volcanoes in a country near you. That could
be a
bumper
sticker.
That'd
be a slogan. It may be a little too long. We might have to trim it down somewhere.
Yeah, we might have to work on it.
A volcano, a THC moth. Its proboscis reaches down into the volcano. The moth's so big, it's got a 40-foot proboscis. All right. Back to our pollinating and hybridization. Can we do something scientific? Do you know anything of how apparently man's been doing this with plants for eons, and, or at least a few couple hundred years, and doing this selection of the plant that he liked best or that was biggest or nicest or got the most nutrition from or whatever, or just had pretty colors in it? Anyway, what about scientific hybridization of plants, of these God-given plants? How many years do you think that's been going on?
Since Moby Dick was just a paramecium.
Okay, perfect.
That's what I think. It's a long time.
Sperm oil. Used to run the world.
Because them parameciums exchange genetic information through a process called conjugation, even. Not really sex, but it's kind of like that.
Does that lead to a whale? Whales are made like that? Oh, no, okay.
You can't put two parameciums together and get a whale. It takes a long time.
Why not? Let's do that. I say a man on a paramecium whale by 2018. And no later. We're the silent majority. We've been laying low around this country for too long. We're going to get something done around here. We've seen all this stuff.
Like, hybridization is a naturally occurring process. You know, plants, even of the same species, vary, you know, according to how they've adapted to their particular environment. So...
yes.
I guess, you know, they've been doing that, been in existence. Now, men, people, we hybridize and domesticate pretty much all the plants and animals we come into contact with that'll let us, you know, dogs, cats, corn, trees, grass.
And lettuce.
And lettuce.
Lettuce.
All right,
lettuce.
We're winding down. You can catch us in overtime if you call in, or you can catch the rest of the show in the archives. We'll be talking about hybridization, I reckon.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
I wouldn't get back
agree
to
with
whale.
That.
Get back to the garden. How about, this whale's a mammal, right?
Yeah.
Whales are mammals, right? So that means they have live young and what else? Warm-blooded and live young.
Mammary glands.
So their mamas give milk. So the, yep. And then one other show I brought up, we're getting off the plant area for a second. We're just taking a sidetrack over here behind these rocks. I talked about the duck-billed platypus one time. I said, was it a mammal or something? Or no, I asked you if it was a marsupial. That's what I asked you. And you said, no, it was a mammal, right? Except it has duck eggs. Oh, what is it?
It's different from both.
Oh, it's its own separate dealing.
Well, it's an egg-laying mammal, which is like the only one. Well, there's one other. What is it? Some kind of other... I forget what it's called. Maybe a spiny anteater.
I thought you were going to say some kind of reptilian thing or something. Oh, I see.
No.
All right. An anteater, and a duck-billed platypus. So duck-billed platypus kind of half mixed up between a bird and a whatever. It's mixed up, right? Or we think it is. So that's crazy because it looks mixed up. And it's got like webbed feet.
Big ones.
But it's got like spiny shit on its legs too, right? You can get like stung by
spines. Yeah, they have like, they sting, right?
Whatever that. I never have seen that, I don't think. I'm going to look that up on the internet. The spines of a duck-billed platypus. Can you do that for the next show? All right, back to this plant thing. So how do you think man probably, just theoretically, if you were growing hemp, let's say, take hemp for an example as a plant just out of the blue, if you were growing that, going to try to hybridize it and stuff back in the Stone Age, give us your take on it. You're caveman Ashbury. Put yourself back there. You're like 22,000 years ago or whatever, you're out there running around, you made the spear and everything, you're like the man, so you're going to get this hemp to grow better, so go.
Well, I'm gonna pick the, it's obviously, I would use it for, it, want it for, to hybridize it for its industrial application first and foremost. I think the medicinal stuff just kind of came along later, or maybe about the same time. I mean, you know, but, I mean, you can use the, I mean, it wouldn't take long to figure out if you're a caveman that the fibers in those plants are the strongest, most durable of any other plant. No other plant can even come close to comparing to it. So, you know, to breed it and cultivate it for that use, I think, would have been paramount for them to make, you know, things like, you know, string and cordage and twine to tie up their huts or their teepees or what the fuck ever, or make, you know, clothes to wear when it's cold. Or, I mean, hell, hemp fibers and fabrics woven properly will even shed water to, you know, significantly, and they don't wear out. You know, they're more durable and longer lasting than any fiber deal. So, that's probably what the first cultivators, at least that's my opinion, my guess, uneducated, unqualified as it is.
And the caveman liked this industrial hemp because it had these long strands of hemp down the center of that real tall hemp plant that he was first figuring out. He wanted to use the cordage out of it that had these long strands inside if he did it the right way. And it was like super tough. So that was a lot easier than breaking like four or five littler plants open and getting their cordage and weaving it together. This stuff was all in one, a lot longer strand, so he didn't have to do a bunch of tying and retying and braiding and crap, supposedly. At least that's my take on it.
You start out with a 10 or 12 foot piece of string right away.
Right. And you mentioned that he probably didn't do the medicinal thing off first. He figured that out. Have you ever got a contact high, Ashbury?
No, yes. Contact.
He's probably.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I mean, you're always in contact.
So, no, I think he was probably just, he was, you know, what happened was he was trying to dry it out. So he got it up close to the fire.
Yeah, yeah. Good one.
Yeah. And it was like, hey,
And you know this stuff out there, the stuff with the CDB ditch weed we talked about that grows along the ditches and railroads all over our state, you know, it, that stuff will get flower tops up on it. I mean, you know, it'll get substantial flower tops. They don't look real pretty or whatever. So it probably wouldn't take too many generations for these guys that knew what was going on to probably turn some of that CDB with a couple of little twisties or whatever, or maybe a different genetics from a different part of the country or something back in the old days, it might not take them too long to figure that out real quick. So, and you know how that stuff, something might have happened and it jumped a link. Who knows? It's like magic. It's fucking magic. So they might have had something pretty substantial with just a little tweaking of some kind, and that probably spread real quick through the seed gatherers of our nation that were walking the butterfly migration routes. They're getting ready to come back. It's time for the butterflies to head north to Canada. Where are they?
Yay.
Keeping track of them? I get on that camera down in Mexico and see where they're headed, if they've taken off yet. They got to work their way back up here now. They like to have... You know, they do like two or three hatches to get all the way back up to Canada, I think, throughout the spring and summer. Like they come up about Texas border or somewhere in there, Texas Plains, and do a hatch, and then the adults die, and then the young ones take off again and get about up here by us somewhere, or somewhere maybe north of us, before they hatch, and then the next round heads to Canada, I think, before winter, so they can turn around and come back. You know if that's true? I think there's something like that. The monarchs, anyway.
Hi, I just need an oil change and a checkout. This is Ford Service. We're the specialist.
Wow.
What you got going?
Put
that back on. That was exciting. Put on some advertisements. Wake this show up, bitch.
Yeah, I think everybody that wasn't asleep earlier is already asleep by now.
Okay, get back to your placebos or your whatever the hell you were talking about earlier.
Placebos?
Psilocybin that was laying up on top of each other, something forming something else, or an embiosis of a Timothy, something you were talking about. Go back over that.
I wasn't talking about that.
Paramecium. Sounds like somebody tell my waiter. Paramecium. Pronto.
That's when you go into the shoe store and you say, can I try on a pair of mediums? Those are the hottest new thing. Everybody's wearing the mediums. You need a pair.
Oh, quit it. Oh.
Quit.
You're
quit
killing
it.
Me over here. My stomach hurts. I'm laughing so much.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
You're lying.
Yeah, a medium.
Huh.
Well,
yeah.
Who are we going to pick on?
You know,
I don't know. Department of Agriculture. Who else can I pick on? I can't pick on our politicians. The politicians don't even care. They don't care. Nobody cares. They're just still getting away with all of it. Right?
I think a very telling tale occurred yesterday in the mainstream news media. And I mean all of it. All of it. Because a whole lot of shit went down out in Arizona, and it started out with roadblocks on the highways. Whether you agree or disagree with that kind of protesting or what the fuck ever, doesn't matter. But after that, we heard not a damn thing all the rest of the day about whatever happened after that, which they normally are on there the whole time telling us blow by blow what's going on, but that didn't happen.
Are you going to ruin my Sunday? That was the funniest shit that was on. Leave that alone. We're starting to get some funny. You quit. This is getting good before the election. This is going to be the funniest election ever, I think. This is going to be good stuff. I was laughing my ass off listening to all of them this morning. They're all about ready to shit all over themselves. So quit saying anything about that. Let them people keep on doing it. This stuff's funny, getting really funny. It's going to be good. It's going to be good stuff, I'm telling you.
I can't watch them people on TV talking.
Oh, they're the greatest.
It only takes me about 10 minutes, and I just got it. I'm either laughing too hard, I can't listen anymore, or I'm throwing stuff at my TV.
Well, that's what's so funny about them. They're serious about this shit. The stuff they say is... I'm not kidding you. It's like, you can't write this stuff. It's just great. Got to pay attention to them because they're pretty weaselly, but it's almost all of them say funny shit that they don't realize they're saying. It's all a big shenanigans, all of it. Especially this hemp thing. Where's our hemp candidate? Do we have a hemp presidential candidate before we get off of here? I'm getting antsy about
closest
this.
The closest only thing to one, the only candidate out of the whole ball of bitches was Bernie, said he thought it ought to be removed from scheduling and let incarcerated people out of prison for that and stuff. Other than that, nobody even has given it any mention at all. Now, if one of them wants to step up and say, hey, I'm going to legalize this shit, I bet that some bitch would be the one that got elected quicker than anybody. Probably, but they ain't none of them got the balls to do that, or the cookies, or whatever it takes, you know, cojones, gonads.
Why hasn't he political analyst Ashbury, senior political analysis analyst, analysis?
That's just what I think. Your mileage may vary.
What's your next show about? Are you having another show, or did you give up the business? Rumors were you were going to give up the business.
Yeah.
You could make $250,000 a week in New York. You can fucking move on.
Yeah, well, you know, big time is big money and big bullshit. So it all goes together. I don't know. I guess I'll entertain that lure when it presents itself again.
What's your next show going to be about?
I am going to be talking about, you won't even believe it.
Okay, fine.
You won't believe it. Turtles. Turtles. And... not just turtles. Bats.
All right.
Turtles and bats.
And spiders and snakes. All right.
And I don't know what else. Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
It's the Herd Mentality.